Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I'm Jess King here in New York City, back for about 3 weeks from Paris. It's Friday of Memorial Day weekend. I apologize for my delay. So much has been going on these last few weeks. I literally have thought about you guys so many times and have had so many ideas, but instead of rushing to hit record on my phone and record this, I go to my keyboard, I go to my journal, I go to a friend, I text myself notes, or I save things in the notes part of my phone, and I've just planted all these ideas there, and now I'm coming back to them and I'm ready to share. So again, sorry about that. Today I want to talk about something that keeps coming up, actually two things. And the first is leaning into our pain, the importance of leaning into pain and not escaping it. Not deluding ourselves into the idea that somehow we can, you know, trick the system. We can just get through it without dealing with it. Whether that pain has to do with the grief of losing someone. And again, these are all, you know, different situations I'm mentioning. The grief of losing someone, not dealing with it, not dealing with a painful breakup, just, you know, going on to the next. Or, you know, losing your dream job, a family member getting ill, things that we all at some point in our lives, you know, have to deal with. Part of life is, you know, encountering challenges and difficulties and heartbreak. And goodness knows if we didn't have to deal with those things, we really wouldn't have character, right? And life would be pretty boring. That said, many of us run away from our pain. We go right to vices, and we try to escape, and that's human. And sometimes, I would argue, sometimes it's important to do that a little bit consciously, but not to get stuck in that place. I guess that has a little bit to do with my quick resilience episode, one of the first ones I did. But certainly I wasn't talking about grief, something as major as that. I was talking about sort of life situations and a specific situation that had happened to me. But in general, being aware when we are escaping and not getting stuck there, because it's painfully, terrifyingly easy to get stuck, to repeat patterns over and over and over again. I want to say all of us do it, maybe not all of us, but surely most of us. Until we learn the lesson, until we're ready to move on. And again, with grief, that's such a dramatic example, and I guess it came to mind because it's something I have had to, something that I've dealt with since I was 21 and lost someone, the closest person to me. So that's why it comes up for me in this conversation. But whatever it is, dealing with the pain and realizing that healing is not linear. Healing does not, you don't just wake up one day and everything is better, right? I mean, for some things, maybe you feel like it's like that. But for things that are deep, for things that are really painful in life, and I'm not comparing the gravity of, because everything is so unique and everyone's experience with such situations is so unique, that I don't want to compare them. But healing in general is not linear. So one thing I wanted, one idea was leaning into pain instead of trying to go around it. And the second is something that came up recently for me and that I'm really working on. And that is healing. And I'm saying, I'm going to call it, since I'm speaking from in the first person here, healing baby Jess. So healing baby you, healing the little you. And when I say baby Jess, in my case, what I'm working on healing is me in my early 20s, when I went through a lot, and I realized that I've held on to a lot of things, actually beyond, it was more than early 20s, but the first image that comes to mind is that point in my life when I was out of school and I'd volunteered, in the Pacific for a year on a wonderful, amazing, impoverished island. In the Marshall Islands in the Pacific, and then came back to New York and basically was starting my life as a young, you know, aspiring professional singer-songwriter. And I don't even want to say aspiring, because everyone is aspiring, right? If you're doing it, you're doing it. I've always disliked when people say, oh, so what do you do? You know, and it's like, if you're in the arts, if you're in a career that does not have stability all the time, like, it always makes me sad when I mean, I have a few friends in the arts who, you know, they'll say, I do this and I do this, but they won't share who they really are. But that's a whole different conversation. So leaning into pain is one. And second is healing the younger you. Healing younger you. I like healing baby Jess is cuter, right? Not because I'm cute, but just because healing our younger selves, you know? We are all divine creatures, and we all have unique stories that are so beautiful. And so often we run away from them, and we have this shame inside of us and this fear. And when we don't move past it, when we don't do the work to move past it, we get stuck. And it's happened to, I want to say, all of us. It's certainly happened to me. And it's happening to me. And I'm consciously at a point, thank God, I'm at a point where I feel like I am ready to do the hard work. And it takes a lot. My baby Jess, she is strong. She is alive and kicking, and she is, you know, in her early 20s, so she's not a baby, but feels like a baby to me now. And especially when I consider what had gone on, the transition at this time in my life. So I'm going to just share my little personal story here, since I've been working on it. And I am so lucky. I have a wonderful therapist. And I actually did not discover therapy until a few years ago, when something happened and I knew that I needed a therapist. Before then, I want to say it wasn't my ego that was preventing me, because, I don't want to get too personal, but I have two sisters, and one of them has struggled a lot. She has bipolar disorder. Don't even get me started. I really don't like this word, because I think disorder is just a really unkind, judgmental word. I just don't like the word, even if it's accurate scientifically. It just does not speak to me. But because I have a family member close to me who has had struggles in this area of mental illness, I always sort of felt like there was no place for me to have any issues. And I certainly have always felt so lucky to have had all these outlets and to be able to, you know, have this great coping quality and this optimism. I feel really blessed for that, because some of that I was just born with. But I also, the major reason, as well, is that I did not have health insurance for at least a decade in New York as an artist. And so, you know, when you're trying to pay your rent and eat and, well, to be honest, you know, go on my next trip, and it was just not high on my list, not living responsibly. And never mind the fact that even if you do have health insurance, finding the right therapist, one that's on your plan, and one that, even with insurance, it can be extremely expensive. But that's the U.S. system, which needs reform, as many of you know. But anyway, just to say, I discovered therapy. It has changed my life. I have someone wonderful. And because I've been working so much I really want to help others. And by healing myself, I am helping others. Hopefully I'm able to do that. That's part of why I've launched this podcast. That's why I write music. That's why I coach. That's why I create. I just want to add light and hopefully help inspire others to be their best selves. Anyway, so blah, blah, blah. Found this great therapist. Last week I had this breakthrough. Actually, was it this week? Yes, it's Friday. It was early this week. And I realized that I had all this resistance. And I don't want to get too personal here about my story, because that's not what this is about. I really want this to be about you and your blockages. So I realized something came up for me, and I realized I had this great resistance to success. This block, this wall, I've spoken about it. I believe I did it an early podcast. I did one at some point on self-sabotage. and realizing that I've been playing small and that I'm so super confident in many ways about my abilities. I know that I'm able to help people, and that's why it gives me such happiness. But having this resistance to growing, to being comfortable playing small, and that being my little my area of creativity and impact, and knowing that I have helped a lot of people, and I hopefully will continue to. But at the same time, I've gotten so used to the hustle and so used to things being challenging and so used to doing everything myself. And part of me is very proud of that. But the larger part of me is resistant. And it has to do with stuff from childhood and stuff that I don't want to get into here because it's just like too much information. I'm not afraid to share it. It just feels self-indulgent and weird and irrelevant. Not irrelevant, but just too much. So anyway, I had this resistance and I was talking to my therapist. Okay, how can I make this better? Like, you know, I already meditate. I journal, I write. I just live in this place of where I seek to be compassionate, and my music, all this stuff. Like, I'm like, what can I do? Why is this still here? Other than the fact that I can also be stubborn. My baby Jess, she is a fighter. She is very much alive. So anyway, my therapist asked me, he's like, where do you feel it in your body after we're having this conversation? And first I was like, my heart, you know, this part, the fourth chakra, my heart. And then as we were talking and I was explaining some stuff from my childhood, I noticed the feeling move down into my solar plexus, which is the third chakra, right around the belly button, just above the belly button, this part, this energy center. By the way, if you're not familiar with the chakras, don't worry. I wasn't before. A few years ago, I wasn't either. And maybe that will make me sound like a crazy lady to some of you, but I somehow imagine that it won't, because hopefully, you know, I'm very down to earth and this energy healing stuff is real. But yeah, so I was feeling the pain going down into my solar plexus area above my belly button. I felt it moving there. And then my therapist said, okay, why don't you just put your hand on your belly, this area, and like talk to it. If this is, you know, baby Jess, we called it, like, what would you say? And in the past, we've had a similar conversation, not as intense as this one. And in the past, I was like, he was like, what would you say? It was about something. In the past, it was something that happened in my family that was pretty awful. And he said, what would you say to baby Jess? And I would say, shut the F up. You know, I was not being kind to myself. I was not being compassionate to baby Jess. It was just like I was shutting her down. And what happens when you shut yourself down? It's sort of like escaping the pain, right? I don't want to deal with it. I just want it to be over. I want to be my empowered self. My real self is here today. Like today, it's done, right? But in fact, I've been carrying this stuff. So what I realized in this previous conversation, and even more so this week, is the kindness and compassion that I wasn't really in touch with. I so much wanted to be done, and so much felt I deserved to be done. Like, why isn't this younger part of myself getting better? Like, why is she still holding on to this extremely sensitive, extremely insecure part of myself that is like not giving up at the same time? You know, it's like this defiant child or something. I understand why in my personal situation, why. But again, that's TMI, that's too much information. But what I realized was through speaking to myself with compassion and talking and putting my hand on my belly, for me, that's where it is. But think about something in your life that you're holding on to, maybe some part of your past. Maybe it's some a quality that maybe you're insecure about something because it's something that happened to you a long time ago. I'm not trying to be all woo-woo here, but this stuff really works. Think about something that has hurt you or harmed you in some way that you may be holding on to, and you may or may not be even aware that you're doing it. And just talk to that part of yourself. You know, for me, I close my eyes and I can, and I won't do it now for you, but you know, I talk to that part of myself and I try to be more compassionate and try to explain. This is the interesting part. He said, how old is that? How old is baby Jess? I closed my eyes and I saw this image of myself, you know, when I was 23, when I started music in New York. And I was walking with my keyboard. I took the L train down to 14th Street from Harlem, and the L train wasn't working and it was winter, and I'm carrying my keyboard across town to all the way to Avenue C, which is a really long way, especially in the dead of winter, by myself, with like to do this tiny show at the C Note, which no longer exists, this very small place where it was one of my first performances. And I just remember how alone I felt and how like awful I felt. And it had to do with lack of self-confidence from stuff from my childhood, a lot of stuff that I'm still carrying today. And maybe that makes me a more compassionate person. Maybe that helps me want to lift people up more. For sure it does. Because of the love, the care, the confidence, the assurance I was not given, my passion is that much greater to give that to you and to anyone who needs it. Because that love, compassion, and confidence is so critical to happiness and success in life, to thrive. I'm not apologizing, but I am getting emotional thinking about this image. So my therapist said, talk to that part of yourself. So I started to do it. And I swear it's been helping me so much this week. I've been feeling like every day I'm doing it a little bit. And I could be, you know, on the metro, riding to a meeting. I could be going for a run. I could be taking a break from this long list of annoying admin stuff that I need to do. And I'll do it. And I swear it's like this, I feel the healing happening and I know it's going to take time. And it's funny because I know I'm a great coach, right? And I have some clients and people in my community. And this is a little challenge of being a coach sometimes, is that you feel like you have to be, again, this perfect person. I have to be the person that I am in my family where I can't shed a tear. Well, I do cry easily, but I can't have a weakness. Everything in my life has to be perfect. I have to say that it's perfect because my family's not equipped to deal with things not being perfect for me, because there's so many other things that they're dealing with that they're not able to be there for me. They weren't. And I still don't feel comfortable with that. I'm much more comfortable being in the place of the healer than the healee around them. But I realize that when we talk to our younger selves, when we become aware of what, you know, what healing will really serve us best, and when we don't just ignore it, it's very much like, you know, diving into your pain, dealing with things instead of just letting them sit there. Yeah, that actually makes me think of another, a friend and a client of mine who experienced a breakup with her boyfriend. And she was telling me that she didn't deal with it. She just moved right along. And like, she wasn't even aware that she was suffering, that she was depressed. She wasn't even aware. When she told me, I felt like, how could you not be aware? You know, like, how could you not know you're sad? And then, of course, at some point, it came back and she, you know, she shed those tears. She did what she needed to do and the healing began. Sometimes we're just not conscious of it. That's true and that's real. For myself, with my childhood stuff, I think I'm mildly, now I am conscious of it. And especially this breakthrough I had this week when I realized that I was resistant to success because I'm afraid of losing my creativity, which was like, ding, ding, ding. Like, that's insane, right? But there are a lot of reasons that have to do, again, with my family stuff, whatever. So I'm just being really open with you guys, and I hope that my openness invites you and does not repel you. Because I do feel self-indulgent as I speak, because it's not in my nature. Like I said, in my family, I'm the strong one. I know I'm a strong coach. I'm a great connector. Music is my outlet. I can pour out my heart in that and then get out those tears and then be this bright, shiny, happy person, who I authentically am, by the way. And as you well know, we are complicated and simple at the same time as humans, right? And tears are strength, and vulnerability is strength and courage and those qualities that I possess. And yet this healing, this necessary healing, is a game changer. And I hope that sort of resonates with some of you for any, you know, self-sabotaging patterns you may have, or, you know, going to, you know, just escaping things instead of dealing with them, just realizing they're going to come back. Things will just keep coming back until you learn the lesson or you grow. And hopefully we keep growing, right? We never really become in this life. We are all works in progress, and there is no better than or worse than. There is just we. And anyway, that's been on my mind. I hope that's helpful. I feel like sort of went in all directions, but I feel like there's a consistent flow there, an idea of healing and leaning into our pain, embracing our experiences, and knowing that we will rise each time we fall, no matter how hard it is. And yeah, going back and reflecting on our maybe areas of improvement, what may be holding us back from our next level, as I've been doing, and in my case, I've been speaking to baby Jess, so speak to baby you, however old that person is, and speak with compassion and kindness and just like so much love, you know, the love and care you have for everyone around you and those dearest to you should not be second to the love you have for yourself. And that's sparking tears in me, so I know I'm hitting truth right now. It's something really important that I also need to learn. That love we have for ourselves needs to be number one. And it's easy to say in words, and I have glimpses where I understand that at a deep level, and I do see it for other people, but it needs to begin with us, because the change begins with us. And we are all worth it. We are all divine creatures, and we all have absolutely the more than the potential. We have the reality inside of us, the authentic, most empowered, loving, kind, evolved version of ourselves is just being just, it's inside, right? So we're stripping down the layers and walls throughout our life and getting there. And as much as we never really get there, perhaps, we can certainly do a lot to improve and to feel better and more empowered and more loving toward ourselves and to others. And from there, we thrive, right? Okay, I love you guys, and I'm wishing you a beautiful weekend, or whenever you listen to this, a beautiful day, evening, whatever. All right, I will catch you next week. All right, ciao for now, lovelies.